Okay, so we were talking about opening packages, in particular with respect to Malachus Karea, and we noted that we had the Tosefta that you're allowed to rip the Ur, Shagavi Achavis, and the question is, why is that mutter? Why isn't it a violation of Karea? And we also have the Din of Choslos and the explanation of the Kolbo, as well as the Shita Leran. And the question is, what are the applications of this? So if we turn to Simon Shinyu Dalad, Sif Zayin and Ches, so the Shulchan Aruch writes, Chos Moshe B'Kelim, Kigon Shita Tevu Migdal, Shakisu Shalam Kosher Bahem, B'Chevel, Yachol Atiro, O Lechatkoi, B'Sakin, O Atir Kliyaso. So you can cut the rope, untie the rope, or even untangle, I don't know how you deropify the rope. Lahatir kliaso. Now, here, we're not going to get back into it, but when we did kosher, we mentioned that the Achronim are medayik from here, that perhaps you see the Shulchan Aruch is not paskin like the Rambam. Because if you paskin like the Rambam, then this is an iser deraisa. And the stimas to do it, L'chora, it sounds like we don't paskin like the Rambam. We discussed the merits of that diuk there. V'davka k'ein k'shiras chevel k'yotzei bo, aval posacha shel eitz v'shel matachas aser lafkia l'shavar de mekeilim nami shach binyan gamor v'stir gemura. We'll return to that machlokas a little bit later. It's two deus, as you saw in the Beis Yosef. Umitam ze aser la'asir hatzirim shekorin gunzish shachoy hatevos im novad ha'mafteach. So if you have a proper kli, and you just lost the kli, you can't smash it open to get what the contents are because there's stira gemura bekelim. V'yesh matirin b'zu. So what does yesh matirin is an interesting machlokas, but again, we'll return to that point a little bit later. V'shiras posacha shaltevos yesh matir v'yesh oser v'yishlati al degai. Choslo, choslos, this is what's more relevant for us. Shel tamarim, the gro shel imakisu kasher b'chevel, matir v'soser. So we were medayik. This din is, of course, coming from that kolbo. Kolbo almost sounded like this is a heter that applies for matir v'soser, meaning to say that these are things that would normally be aser, right? Now, where did we see that in the kolbo? Because when he explained the heter, he writes, shekol zeh k'misha shovar egos. Sounds like that is going even on the hatter of being matir. However, we'll see in a moment that the Magen Avraham does not learn that way. Shekol zeh kemo shofar gozim oshkedim kedeli tohal chasav bahem. Says Magen Avraham Yud Gimel, mashma dafka hani delav kelim gemurim deinamasuim ela shisbasu atmarim avakli gamar pshita deaser. Says Magen Avraham, a kli gamar is pashat. Aser. And likewise, we wouldn't necessarily be matir a knot that would otherwise not be allowed to be tied, untied. Meaning, say there isn't special kula here. Then the question is, why do you need the mashal of shvirsa gozim? So this is not pashat. Rav Moshe takes issue with this Magen Avraham. And this is in Chelak Aleph Siman Kuf Chaf Beis. Again, this is mostly. I'm going to read from Anaf Tes and Yud. Shechos lo sein kelim rak latzman rogros elu shachrei no son zarkin a kelim ashpa. So there's no chashivas to this kli in its own. V'lachein einam v'shem kelim. That might relate to a shita by the tefilas kelim as well, though. Now is not the time to go into that. Kevan dasuyim sheishtamshu rak l'tmarim v'grogros elu, ela nevatlu l'tmarim v'grogros. So the mashal is that the kli becomes batel to the contents because it's only there to serve the contents. It is no independent chashivas. V'nechshavu kemo klipas egozim, and that's the mashal. Now, they're just like there's no significance to the klipa of the egos, other than its protecting of the egos. So to hear, Davi Kamosha also klipa lahem, kevin shayachim rak lahem. Yosel or Shtam Shabem, Umali Klipa Shabide Shemayim, oh, Shinas Bide Adam. In other words, what's the mashal of a kolbo? Just like no malacha is involved in cracking the nuts, there's no issue with cracking the nuts, so too it's no issue of cracking or ripping or breaking the package, even if there were other malachos. So I'm skipping. So Perish Tam Shulchan Aruch, Shinas and Tam, Amashimutra, Lakroa, Hacholslos, Afshu Klishalim. In other words, Choslos are Klishalim, they're not mustiki. Meaning to say, they're, again, we'll appreciate this a little more when we get to Soser and Bona, but they're not mustiki, meaning to say they're be'etzem shayach to melecha Soser. Nevertheless, shasel adidei mishum shebecholos kevan havu keklipas egosim machma shenasu rak lepeiro. So even though they're strongly, since their role here is totally subordinate, rak lepeiros elu kamo klipe dibidei shemayim. Then a little later, he quotes the Magen Avraham, Sif Katam Yud Gimel, right? Hine mashma mea Magen Avraham, dafka hani de lav keil gemurim, de enem asuim el shis basla tmam besocham. In other words, it has to be mustiki. There's no special cool out stira, ava kligam apshita de asav, ava tamuah mod, it's very tamua. And then kedarka bakodesh, Rav Moshe goes in, after slugging up the Magen Avraham, suggests reading in the Magen Avraham that's somehow or another consistent with his own theory. But the point is that, says Rav Moshe, anytime you have a kli that would, that whose sole purpose is the to facilitate, to serve, to be mishamesh, the contents of the kli, so it doesn't have a shame kli, and that would remove isurim in terms of opening the kli. So one iser is soser. So even though this is a kli that's shayach to stira, because it's not mustaki, nevertheless, it's not a violation of stira. And likewise, korea. And that's why korea, adam, or shagavi achavis. Why? Because that or algavi achavis, the whole purpose of the or is just to serve as a cover. So even though normally, kriyas or is aser. We don't hold like the Alter Rebbe. But here, where it's totally tafel and batel to the contents therein, so therefore, it is mutter to rip it. That is what this din of the Shulchan Aruch is saying. And therefore, opening up packages where there's no chashivas to the package other than to store. So if you're going to reuse the package, then this wouldn't help. Cans in the olden days used to be reused. Even my grandparents, letters, envelopes also reused. But nowadays, where we are in a very disposable generation, all packaging, which is basically chad pa'mi, which is disposable. So the types of malachos, whether it's matir or soser or korea, aren't relevant. Probably mochek is still relevant because that is ancillary, but we'll talk about that when we get to mochek. So this may not help you in terms of the letter issue, but it would help you in terms of, in our discussion, the korea issue. So this is a different kula than the one of the ones we considered, I think, a couple of options in the previous year. But one of the ones we considered is that this is, because it's mekalkal, it's mutter l'tzarach Shabbos, meaning to say that this should be aser, but it's mutter l'tzarach Shabbos. We saw that is one possible way to explain the din of korea or shel gabei achavis, based off of the Rashi, as explained by the Ran, Ritva, and others, Rashba, I mean. But this is a different pshat. This is that, no, it's not even a malach at all, because since the kli is tafel and bato to the contents therein, so then there is no malacha involved in, let's say, ripping or breaking the kli. Now, the Chazon Ish has a similar idea, but I think in Lamdas it's a little different. And that is that it is, Shlomo Zalman says something similar to Moshe. Before we just get to that Chazon Ish, Shlomo Zalman is in Perek Chaf Tesh Mishavskal Chas Ha'ari Yud Aleph. He says that the Pshat and Kolbo It's a little different than Ramosha, but I think very more or less the same, that that the beged or im kashram al gabei ochlin betulei batlei mitaris beged benasu betelem laochlin, right? So even if it's mamish cloth that's wrapped in the sack, they're batel to the ochel kemo klipei agozim bein bo misham koreya shei lo matzino sheyesh koreya beklipa shel banana. Right? So that might be because it's, remember we discussed there might be another reason why last year why ripping the banana peel wouldn't be, but the pashup shot is, why isn't ripping a banana peel koreya? The answer is, of course it's not, but why not? Why can you peel a banana? Peel an orange? Answer, this didn't. Because the banana peel is totally batel to the banana. And therefore, that's not just matter the case of so this or a so ser, which is maybe even a little more intuitive, but even the iser of korea and matir, like the simple lashon of the kobo. And maybe doesn't the rye again doesn't sounds like he doesn't hold of the general heter of psikas talosh. Yes.
According to Ramosha, that what he says is true, even if, let's say, a box of cereal, you put a box of matir, you can open the box and then leave the box with the
We're going to
matir.
discuss that question. That is a machlokas achronim, whether that heter applies. In other words, maybe this is only true when it is totally done. Rav Shlomo Zalman is making on that trial as well. In other words, as long as the whole purpose of the, let's say, a bag of potato chips, so everybody agrees if it's a single serve, a little bag of potato chips, or it's a big bag, but you have a whole chevra. But if it's a little bag of potato chips, so what is the din? A big bag of potato chips, and you're gonna. So this is a machlokas between Rav Nissen Karelitz and Rav Shlomo Zalman, and it's quoted in Dirshu note. Let me see if I could find it because I did write it down. Yeah, I don't remember, but it's quoted also in the Orach HaShabbos, page 374, and in one of the footnotes as well in the Dirshu notes. But the Orach HaShabbos brings it down. So the Pashup Shat, Rav Shlomo Zalman is Mekel, as is Rebbe Willig. And the reason is, like we said, it would be also if you're going to reuse your potato chip bag when the potato chips are done. But if they're the potato chip bag is only meant to store the potato chips, so then it's okay. Still batel to the contents, and it's not shayach koreya. So according to Rebbe Willig, you can open up the potato chips bag. You could open it fully. You could open up halfway. Even if that's not, we'll get to that when we do bone and so. Rebbe Willig doesn't think opening it halfway is considered a Pesach Yafeh. It's not really a Pesach. Thinks Pesach Yafeh would be like opening up a Coke can. That would be a Pesach Yafeh. Or opening up, the old milks that were made for cardboard, that would be a Pesach Yafeh. We'll get there later. But opening up a potato chip bag or a cereal bag halfway, so just so it doesn't all spill out, that's why you just want to open it up halfway. That's not really a Pesach Yafeh. Doesn't have to be. Some poskim do say that. Some poskim say, if you want it to not be a Pesach Yafeh, you should open up the whole thing. Rebbe Willig didn't think that was that, but that we'll get back to a little bit later. And as I say, Rebbe Willig is Mekel, even if you're not going to finish potato chips right now, as long as the bag is only used for the potato chips, and you'll throw out the bag of potato chips after you're done, that is okay.
Even if it'll be in a year from now, definitely.
Yeah, I think so. In other words, there's no chashivas to the kli other than serving the thing, and that's the mashmos, because when it says shovanu chavis. Again, it's poskim and or korea or shogayah chavetz or the like. It doesn't say anywhere that almanas that you're gonna drink the whole thing right now. Yes, and the lamdas also makes sense because again, there's no chashivas. Once you accept the lamdas, the point is that this kli isn't a kli. So mali, if you were the way Rav Moshe says it, right? If there were 10 people here, then it would be mutter because the kli isn't a kli. So it's also not a clue if there's just one person here. Yes, Jack.
There's no cashews that we even have it out of the bag. As in once I open, yeah, okay, fine. Or if another eating out of it, the bag is in some way.
You're saying you've now turned the bag into a bowl,
yeah,
right?
The bowl over here,
so the answer is no. The answer is that just like it's always, the bag was always serving as a function, namely as a storage unit for the potato chips. And now it's serving as a storage unit, originally to store them so they don't make a mess or get stale, and now also is a function to eating it. But still, it's totally tough. And the raya is that as soon as you're done, your potato chips are going to throw out the bag. There is no chashivas to the bag other than for these potato chips. So it's like, as I said, it's lemashal, just like to use Rishol Zalman's lemashal, the banana, right? So nobody says that you have to peel the, you know, sometimes you peel the banana halfway and then you use the peel to keep your hands clean and then you peel down the rest, right? Nobody says, no. On Shabbos, you have to peel the whole banana, throw it out. And then, you know, no, because there's no chashivas other than for the banana.
For the long term,
because now the sign is that there is chashivas to it that you're using it to keep it here. But I think it's a hard argument to make if you sort of say it the way Rav Moshe says it. It could be they're saying it in the din the way the Chazon Ish says it. So the Chazon Ish, let's see the Chazon Ish for a moment, and then you'll see it a little better. Do the Chazon Ish first? So Chazon Ish, it's Nun Aleph, is a bunch of places, but Yud Gimel. And he also says, when your intention of ripping the choslos is just to access the food, then it's mutter. So it's a slightly different svara, a slightly different understanding of the mashal. Again, the mashal is the same. The mashal is, we're saying breaking open the packaging is equivalent to breaking open the nut from the casing. But as opposed to the way Rav Moshe was saying it, which is that there's no chashivas to the nut shell because it's just there to service the nut, he's saying a different heter, a different understanding of the mashal. No, since my whole goal is to gain access to the contents, that has no chashivas melacha. Kol isuko is rak lo tziyasa ochel. So that doesn't have a shem koreya. Right? So they both work nicely with the mashal, because but it's not clear what the mashal is. So the Chazon Ish does say at the end, though, maybe this wouldn't be true if it was a malacha de oraisa. So maybe it's only true if it's mekalkel. And that's why some are machmir to do it in a mekalkel de kawai. I'll just read it to you. And over here is, like I said last time, I think, that the Mishnah Berurah seems to be disagreeing. The Chazon Ish seems to be disagreeing with the Mishnah Berurah because Mishnah Berurah seemed to object to opening an envelope across the boards, and says the Chazon Ish, uvekriyasa matafa, imenu choshesh lamatafa, shetishaches. In other words, you don't care that the envelope's getting ruined, you're not going to be able to use the envelope again. Havelek koresh, or shall be a chavis. Vein kamishum koresh. What would the difference be? So, and what's the svar? Dinasa, so he wonders if you do it in a way that you could use it again, and especially in a world where you would use it again, so a little bit unclear. And he says that, but if it's definitely, if it's you're going to throw it out and everybody throws it out, in other words, it's a little more tricky in a world where some people do reuse these things. But in a case like is true for basically all packaging nowadays where nobody reuses it, so then the Chazon Ish is mutter. So his example is where you have meat wrapped in paper. They used to, like the butchers used to wrap up the meat in paper. So that's okay, no problem. It's like Korea or Shal Piyah Chavis. And there's no Kriya. Dili Olam Ein Das B'nei Adam Ala Shvo Feres. Therefore, it's going to be okay. Again, yesh ladun, if the Mishnah Berurah argues. I'm a little confused about this. On the one hand, like I said, the fact that he ossers the envelope across the board sounds like he's machmir. Also, as we noted, he's only makel when it comes to matir, if it's a kesher, shein, or shalkayama anyway. And by mafkia, he only says if it's not a kesher, shalkayama, in terms of ripping it. But on the other hand, the Shulchan Aruch gives this mashal, which presumably is teaching me something. And moreover, so it's not clear. I suspect, in the end of the day, I don't know how the Mishnah Berurah could disagree, because he agrees that you could be Korea or Shalgavi Achavis. I think that whether you say it's because you're just trying to access the contents, or you say because it's Batel or the like, I suspect that the Mishnah Berurah is worried about the case of the envelope, because again, in those days, typically envelopes were reused. And maybe that's why it's Machmir. I'm not exactly sure. I don't really, but in the end of the day, he agrees to the Psak of Or Shel Gabei Chavis, and we know he holds that Or is normally Aser to rip. So I think he has to agree on some level, but so I'm not exactly sure why he's so machmir about the envelope, but again, maybe either he, because envelopes are usually reused, and he's afraid you're going to, so there is chashivas to the envelope. In other words, in a world where envelopes are typically reused, so then the svara that Rav Moshe says might not apply to an envelope. And even if you decide you're going to be mekalkel it, but still, that's korea, that's mekalkel. Korea, that's mekalkel is still lasher midrabanan at the very least. So that's why he says you should ask the guy to do it. And we don't say in a world where envelopes are reused that that the envelope is totally batel through the contents. So maybe that's why he's machmir by envelopes. He doesn't sort of explain entirely, but maybe that's the pshat. Yes. I would think just, so I just finished once at that point, then also your question. That's why the pashup pshat is, as we'll explain in a moment, that this is not limited to food, this hatter. We'll talk about where that might come from, but if you accept this svara, it has nothing to do with food. Maybe you need a tzar shabbos, as we'll explain in a moment, but whatever, if you need to open up a package of napkins, or for that matter, your Mishpacha magazine, assuming you're allowed to read Mishpacha magazine on Shabbos, and that's your Oneg Shabbos. So then, I remember I was once, somebody asked me, we were at some type of Shabbaton, I forgot it was, and like, somebody said something like, it's a woman, like, my Shabbos would be so dreadful, I can't see, read my Mishpacha. I said, no, you could open it. She's like, wow, saved my life. I don't know, maybe she would have been like learning Chumash Rashi if I did that. But so L'chaira, the point is that that plastic package around the Mishpacha magazine is totally batel to the contents they're in. There's no chashivas. Nobody reuses it. And therefore, it should be no difference. Different from Koreh or Shalgabe HaChavis. Yes.
First of all, for Mishra, still, I mean, Rabbi's explanation that the envelope would be, I want to explain why he says, not there, not here.
So maybe he holds it to, so that this heter doesn't apply for Matir. In other words, maybe Koreh or Shalgabe HaChavis, you could say it applies to Koreh and it applies to Soser, maybe, but not to Matir. And you could hear Chiluk. So if it's Keshek Hayam, he's still Machmir. And maybe even it doesn't apply to Soser, because he learns like the simple reading of the Magen Avraham. But at the very least, from Korea or Shel Gabei HaChavis, we're going to have to say it applies to Korea.
We might get to my second question.
Okay, yeah.
For the Pazimish's star, why is that not just Wabashim straight from Google?
It's unclear. He says that it doesn't have a shem malacha, it doesn't have a tour of malacha. And the way I would say it is that this is going to be similar to like the examples in Tosos and Ein Gemara Beis, and we've had them many times and we'll continue to see them shortly. Hopefully talk about it in an example in Seda today. But that this is so, okay. But as I said, the Chazon Ish is unsure if you could apply this svara to a deraisa. Okay, so is it dafka food? I know that like when I grew up, I was always told that this idea, you're allowed to open, there's like a special kula for food. Where is the basis for that? And I think there are some poskim who say, I think the Simcha ben Ukon says it's for food. He says it's for food and medicine. I'm not sure what the svara is. You could argue that, right, the problem is there's no source for this distinction in Shas. But the basis, I think, for the, you could argue that there's only Mutar Litzor Shabbos. Like we said before, if you thought the Kula here is based off of the idea that Kol Makalkalin are Mutar Litzor Shabbos, like the Rashi implied, as explained by the Rashba and the Ran, so then I understand why it would need to be Tzar Shabbos. Now, anyway, if it wasn't Tzar Shabbos, you shouldn't be doing it. It's Hachana. But besides there being an Isser Hachana, it might also be Asir Alz Korea. Why? Because if you don't take the approach of the Chazon Ish and Rav Moshe based off of the Kolbo, but you took the approach that the reason why it's mutter to rip the leather is because it's Mekalkalin Litzar Shabbos, they were Mekel, so then it has to be a Tzark Shabbos. And in fact, Rav Moshe in Anaf Ches does seem to mention that, because he writes over there that Dasha Likacha Ochlin Biarti Shemotu Kadisa Betosefta, who Machmash Litzark Shabbos Hitiru. Sort of interesting, because from the other part of Rav Moshe, it didn't sound that way, but at least Rav Moshe does also hold in this Svara that it's a Heter Litzark Shabbos. But again, Tzark Shabbos doesn't mean who. So why would you think it's dafka food? So I don't know where that comes from.
Comment?
Yes.
And when you're talking about peeling oranges in terms of borer, we say derech achila b'chach.
Right.
So maybe there's a notion that this sort of stuff is part of derech achila.
Yeah, but that doesn't make any sense. Why should derech achila be matir korea? We explained why that's dafka for borer. Derech achila wouldn't be matir mochek. In other words, we don't explain that except that taz. And moreover, we don't have the limitations for derech achila. It doesn't say kore or shagabi achavis, but it has to be la'alter. And moreover, it's not really part of natural eating. In other words, there's no stam heter of derech achila. There's a heter of derech achila, you could also cook. But nobody ever said you could cook because it's derech achila. So I think it's very hard to make that argument.
Rabbi, can I ask a question?
Sure.
In terms of this Mishnah Berurah about the envelopes,
yeah.
So he mentioned also cases where they basically would just have they have the letter like wrapped up into itself.
Yeah, the aerograms. Then it's a deraisa shaila, like we explained last time.
But I'm saying, why is that not still subject to that same?
Then you're mamish making a clay. In other words, you're making it, you're not just accessing the content, you're making it usable. It's tikkun, not kilkul, and it's basically, so, and you can't, in other words, none of the svaros at least clearly apply there. You can't say it's tafel because the envelope is the letter, and you can't say it's just accessing because it's making it.
But it is just accessing. I mean, you're trying to get to the.
You're also creating. You're not just accessing. In other words, by ripping the envelope in a certain parts where you rip it, so now you are turning it into a usable letter. It might be tikkun kli, correct. Like the case, like we asser by the ripping of the paper for the fish. So it certainly might be tikkun kli. It's certainly not mekalko. And it's not clear if you would call that accessing. And certainly, again, the svar of it being batel isn't relevant. So the mashal to the cracking the nuts doesn't really apply. So Mishnah Berurah wasn't 100% sure whether it's derais or not. He quoted a machlokas, reaching a prichadash and the Chacham Tzvi about that question. But certainly it would be aser.
And just in terms of how we're explaining Mishnah Berurah, how he would read Shinya Dalid, we're just saying that the envelope is typically reused, Masha Enkin.
That's a suggestion. Yeah. I'm not sure, but a suggestion.
And what about the Berlach himself?
Which would mean, if that's true, that nowadays you could open an envelope, possibly, if there was Tzark Shabbos. Again, it's very rare that you have anything in an envelope That's Torah Shabbos, obviously, and there might be additional issues if it came on Shabbos, like Bami Chofetz Chum and things like that. But if it was, an example could be like the Mishpacha magazine.
So, what about what the Mishnah Berurah in the Berelach and Shinya Dalet himself? I thought he gave a svar for why it's not koreya.
Yeah, what did he say?
He says
you're talking about for the strings.
No, the Soser Sharshos Hachevel.
Right. I think that's just for that svar is for ropes and strings. At first, I thought that was going on koreya as well, but I think it might just be explaining why, because the svar he gives might be limited to string or rope.
He said, "Ein shayach less or machmas korea gufa." Who also
does right? Why not?
I feel b'shelo amenach lit for.
Yeah.
The ein shayach same zeh el b'kriyas habeged the shayach bo korea amenach lit for.
Exactly. In other words, what he's saying is that I thought that line might mean what the Chazon Ish says, which is at first I read it your way. Actually, the first I read it the way Gabe said, which is a tremendous kula, which is at any time you do korea. That's not shayach to be then tofer. That's not shayach to be almanas lit for. It's not korea, which is sort of what he's saying. But that doesn't. I'm not sure he would apply that to paper, because paper you can be tofer. You could glue it. So that's what I thought, that he might just be talking about rope or string, which isn't shaykh to tfira, because if you were to tie the string back, if you were to connect the string back together, you would use kosher, not tofer. So anything which isn't shaykh to have korea amnas lit for isn't shaykh to malachas korea at all. And that's why string isn't shaykh to malachas korea, or rope isn't shaykh to malachas korea. But that heter wouldn't necessarily apply to the envelope. In other words, when I first read it, actually, I also read it exactly like you, Gabe. And then I was wondering, so why does he say the envelope is a problem?
No, because maybe because...
So you could say that's your plan, but as I said, it sounds like the envelope he's answering even if it's mekalkel, right? Even if you're just trying to access it. That's why the only heter he could come up with for opening the envelope is to get the guy. Al tshvos tshvos. So, but I think the answer is that it's not obvious. It could be what you're saying is correct, but I'm not sure that's what he means. He might simply be saying that when you have an object that isn't shaykh to tfira, it's not shaykh to kriya. But paper is shaykh to tfira. So just because I decided that I am going to throw this out and I'm never going to reuse it again, doesn't mean that it's mufka. Now, if you wanted to re-close this using glue, you could, right? That's how it was glued shut in the first place. And now if you theoretically you wanted to close it again, you could also glue it. You could glue your potato chip bag closed. It was originally glued. You could glue it again. So therefore, I'm not sure this svara would apply.
So we now have two ways to explain why the Mishnah Berurah is machen by envelopes, but make it by shinya dal, but would agree to shinya dal?
Yeah, I'm just explaining why this svara wouldn't apply to envelopes.
But I'm saying before we
so
said
Korea
that...
Shagabe Chavis should apply to envelopes. And that's what I'm saying, but maybe he didn't want to apply it because since the typical situation was to use the envelope, that's why he was machmir.
Even without the svara, we're using the envelopes.
The other svara wouldn't apply to envelopes because they're nitan for tfira. Now, if you could have an envelope korea menaslet for, and your decision not to doesn't make it mutter.
So that'd be reason to be machmir, even if you don't use them.
But if you said that, then why is you could also do tefira on leather, and yet it's mutter lekroa or shalav yachavis. Yes, a lot.
Wasn't there another reason to be master, which is when we were discussing diapers, I think that when the person originally glued it together, he didn't care when it would be open.
Yes, that would be another nafgamina for the gluing. But not all cases. In other words, if you're that's a svara that could be relevant, let's say, for opening the cereal box, which is just glued shut on top. But let's say when you rip the packaging in a place that was never tfira, like ripping open the plastic bag on the magazine, so that svara doesn't necessarily apply. So, but sometimes that could apply. Correct. Okay. So much more to say, but we're going to think we should go on to Tzad, at least start it. Oh, yeah. We'll revisit some of these questions a little bit, at least, when we do Bona and Soser. Yes.
Can you open it, a package, and you don't have space for the package itself? Like, I don't need whatever the code is, I need a package.
Tzorah Shabbos, it's not there. I don't know if that's Tzorah Shabbos. I should point out that, as a general rule, the post can point out that when you can't open packages before Shabbos, it's always a good idea. First of all, as we've seen, that there's a lot of machlokas haposkim about these things, and there are shilas and complexities. So, all things equal, if you remember, it's a good idea to open them before Shabbos. Whenever we get tissues, for example, where this will be more a little bit more relevant also for machatech, but we always take off the before they get put away, take off the cover, and that way you don't have a situation on Shabbos where you have to like break open the tissue box in a not nice way, which you could if you didn't have a choice. But it's a good idea to just open up things before Shabbos. Yes.
Would Rebbe himself be made to open up the box of cereal by first opening the one the cardboard and the plastic and leaving the cereal in there?
I think so. Yeah. Very well. I thought it was 100% not there. I remember once speaking to him today. I talked to him about it, and it didn't sound like he had any hesitancy. And there was once that I talked to him about it, and he was like a little more hesitant about the box. But now I don't know why, and he didn't say that today. Even then, he was matir. He was like, "You don't want to open. If you want to open up the box in a more makalkovic way, you could." Okay, fine. So let us just switch over to Tzad.